Lord, help my will to crumble. praises God bring. Oh, my heart no longer your blessings can contain. So I worship, oh, I magnify your name.
Your wonderful name, glory, 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 glory. Coming down here today, and I passed the Catholic Church in Conway, and they have 3,000 members, and the lot was full of cars, and I passed the Second Baptist Church, where I used to go to church, and they've expanded over the years, you know, and there were cars everywhere. So, you know, if I hadn't found the body, I don't think I'd be going to church anywhere. The Baptists couldn't hold me. And if I hadn't found this, I don't think I'd be going anywhere. But, you know, I've been trying to be practicing more thankfulness lately. And, you know, I've got to where I can't hardly drink a glass of water without giving thanks. You know, I'm thankful for everyone that's here that never left. And I'm thankful for those of us who left and came back. But I'm just thankful that I'm here, because 8.5 years ago, I had a terrible dizzy spell, and ever since then, I've had recurring occurrences of depression and fatigue. And there's been times in the last 8.5 years, I just thought about tired of battling fatigue and stress, and I thought I'll just call it quits. But Brother Daniels wouldn't let me quit. He sent me cards, and Brother Tally wouldn't let me quit. He gave me phone calls. Brother Michael Smith gave me phone calls. So I'm just thankful that I'm still here. That, you know, 3 weeks ago I had a bad week, and then 2 weeks ago yesterday was I had a bad day, and ever since then I've really been feeling good. You know, when we're feeling low, our cortisol, our stress chemicals are firing away, and when we're feeling good, the endorphins are working. So thank God my endorphins must be working, because I've been feeling good for 2 weeks, and I hope it lasts. And I believe in exercising. We just had one service last week, and I went home and did 30 push-ups and jogged for an hour. So, you know, bodily exercise profiteth little, but it does make you feel good. And there's a lady in modern times, the oldest woman that can actually verify their lifespan was a woman. She was born in France in 1875, and in 1997, at the age of 122 years, 164 days old, she passed away. And they said she kept her mind active. She was healthy pretty well up to the end, and she kept her mind healthy with opera and piano. She exercised. She did swimming. She did did skiing, and she hunted. So she was an active lady. And it said she drank red wine, and she ate a lot of chocolate. And they say that the French are known for their health. They don't live any healthier than we do, but there's something in red wine that is very beneficial. So I don't drink red wine, but I take two capsules a day that have resveratrol in them, and that's supposed to be equivalent of over 100 glasses of wine. I'm pretty healthy for 70 years old. I may be around until I'm 90 if I don't get killed or in a car wreck. But anyway, it's good to have your health. And I appreciate Brother Smith, you know, a minister that can enlighten us with the word. I believe it was 2 weeks ago he enlightened us on that scripture in Revelation where it talks about, I don't remember the exact scripture, but I need to get that DVD, talking about where it showed that, to him, that showed that you had to have a restored church to be a perfect overcomer, and then he enlightened us on that, the forever in Revelation with the forever in Isaiah. So I appreciate that we have a minister that can enlighten us like that. And so anyway, I was reading 2 weeks ago today in the Conway paper, there was a cartoon, and it said this wealthy man, he was about to die, and he said, asked the preacher, said, if I leave the church $1 million, will I go to heaven? The preacher said, I don't know, but he said it's worth a try. So if we stay with the ship, it's worth a try.
He come in and touched our hearts and touched our minds and lifted us up. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to me. Oh, God, you know, just to have the opportunity to praise him, just to lift our hands and say thank you, Lord. I was driving into a church today, and I was thanking the Lord. I said, Lord, I thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you that I woke up this morning and Sister Elsie was singing that song today. Something good is about to happen. You know, we can come up and be expecting something, or we can just sit here and do nothing and don't expect nothing, and nothing's going to happen. You know, if you don't expect something, if you're not looking for something, then there ain't nothing. You know, there is nothing because you're not looking for it. You don't want it. God wants the people that wants him, that wants to lift him up. If you have a child that does not ever think about you, doesn't ever say thank you, Mama or Daddy, I appreciate what you've done for me. I thank you for buying me that dress or that new pair of shoes or whatever you done, what piece of candy. If you never said thank you, would you want to give that child anymore? No. You'd think, say, well, what for? What for? You're not appreciative of it. So I want to be up and slap my hands and say, thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. I appreciate your goodness. And as Brother Tucker used to say, a bunch of lies, Lord, bunch of lies. I appreciate your goodness and your spirit. I thank you for touching me today. I thank you that you was mindful and let me come in and sit and sup with you one more time.
Too, and very, very thankful. Because I've got a very, very good touch today, and I was one of those people when they were singing that song, something good is about to happen, but I said, it's happening right now, because I didn't feel like coming today. I didn't feel, you know, many times, you know, it's not the first time, but many times, like Sister Crow said, if we would go with our feelings, we'd be home all the time, half the time anyway, but it was really a trial for because of my knee, what they'd done to it, and I have to work at it. The doctor, the therapist was telling me, he goes, okay, if you get a car and they tell you this car can drive 100 miles an hour, what are you going to do? You're just going to let it sit there? No, you got to push. You got to go and make it go. Well, that's the way with your knee. It's not going to bend on its own. You have to constantly, every hour, you got to, whatever you're doing, stop and start. So if you see me do this, you know, that's what I'm doing. I've got to bend my knee. And I was had the opportunity to do a lot of bending today because, you know, the music. So everybody thought I was doing with the music. But anyways, and not just that, other things that I have to do at home. But I'm thankful that I'm able to do that. And I'm thankful that God gave me a good touch. Not just that, but a spiritual touch. And And it just, like Sister Ann said, I don't want to be one of those ungrateful children. You know, I want him to know that I appreciate him. I appreciate him that I get to come. I don't have to come to church. I get to come, and I want to be able to say that more. And I'm thankful that the way God has worked in my life, that, you know, I don't want to, you know, just shrug it off and say, well, you know, it's supposed to happen. No. It happened because God allowed it to happen, allowed things to happen in my life that I am so thankful for. And I'm thankful for the truth. I'm thankful for my vision. I'm thankful for being a part of the body of Christ, because I could have been the same as, you know, my other brothers and sisters. You know, I mean, I have so many family that, you know, I pray for them that God will touch them somehow and bring them. Not a lot of them did not see the body, but, you know, a few of them did. And even though they haven't, you know, they have that opportunity, they could. And so I just said, Lord, your will, you know, work in their lives, whatever, you know, you want for them. But give them a desire to want to serve you. I mean, you have to give me that desire. And I, you know, because I was young at one time that I, you know, didn't have to serve you, but I did, because you gave that desire to me. And I wanted to be here and just, you know, grow old and be part of with your people, with this family, because this is my family, and I really appreciate all of y'all. I really do, and might not say it, but I want to be able to get up once in a while and just tell y'all that y'all mean the world to me, and I really appreciate all your words. You know, Brandon, I really, really appreciated your words Wednesday night. I mean, you know, you're young, but, you know, you have a lot to say. You know, not just help the young people, you help the old people too. And you give us, like, that was a faith testimony that you were talking about, you know, about the job thing. And, I mean, that's uplifting. And, you know, so all you young people, you know, don't think that you're not, that you're saying what you're saying for nothing. It helps. It helps us. And we appreciate you very, very much.
Today and just the Spirit coming in and being with us, and I really feel like he's here tonight too. I've the songs that we've sung tonight, every one has, maybe because I'm a piano player so I think about it quicker, but I think about the music, I think about the songs we're singing, and today when that song was, you know, I feel like something good's about to happen, and then it was a totally different tempo, but I thought we started the band song, It Will Rain Again. It's really a similar thought there, you know, to be reminded that it's really easy to complain and, you know, look back and, oh, wasn't it so nice back when, or, you know, sing about in the sweet by and by and what it's going to be like when we get somewhere, the campground or wherever, you know, and all that, instead of just focusing on right here and right now and what God's doing. And if there's a song that says, you know, you may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. And it reminded me, as we were singing all that, when my kids were little and didn't have the Holy Ghost yet, I can remember, that's probably Caleb, asked me a few times, you know, well, how will I know when, you know, what, how will I know when? And I said, well, you don't know. All you can do is be available and be there. You don't know when he might want to give you something. But if you're not there when he wants to give it to you, you can't get it. You know, and I thought, again, as Sister Ann was saying about your kids, you know, I thought when the kids were littler, and especially in the summers when Zach and Alex would be with us too, and have four kids, and there may be something that they knew I was going to do, and, you know, well, I want to help, you know, I want to help do that, you know, if I, you know, lick the beaters or whatever, if I, whatever, you know, and okay, well, just, you know, just be around, be ready when I need you, you know, and you can help. Well, they might get sidetracked, and they might got off, and they might got busy doing something else, and when it come time that I needed that help, whoever was there was who I used. I didn't go hunting for them, you know. I couldn't take the time to go tracking off, well, where is so-and-so, you know. If I had to, I did it myself, but if one of them was there handy, that was the one that, you know, I go, hey, I'm ready to do this. You want to help me? Yeah, you know. And so I thought then as we were singing that song, Jesus, use me. How many times have I prayed that? I've got a little plaque in my house that says, Lord, make me the answer to someone's prayer. And I really do feel that way. But when I think I sing songs like that and I think, you know, I want God to use me. I want to be. But if I'm not there, if I'm not available, if I'm not prepared, if I haven't made myself available, he can't use me. He can't use me if I don't keep myself girded up and ready and available. He can't use me. He may want to. He may really want to. But I haven't made myself available and haven't made myself ready. And that's what I want to do. I want to be available. I want to, you know, when it rains, I want to be ready for the rain. I don't know how many of y'all have watched that that movie, Facing the Giants. My family knows that's a favorite of mine. I get kind of happy when I watch that movie. It's encouraging to me, but at one point in there, it's about the football coach, and it's like life is just beating him down, one thing after the other, just beating him down, you know, and his car breaks down, and there's something wrong with his house, and the oven won't work, and there's just one thing after the other, and at one point, this man, he's a coach at a school, and this man's coming through the school, prays every day over the lockers in this, it's a Christian school, and for revival, you know, and he's been doing it, they don't know how long, you know, and then one day, this man goes into the coach's office, and, you know, he tells him, you know, God's going to use, he's thinking of looking for other jobs, and he says, no, God wants me to tell you to stay right here, he's going to use you, and the coach is like, are you sure you know what you're talking about? Because I just don't see it happening, you know. And the man tells him, says, well, there's two farmers, and they've had a drought. And he said, and God tells them, I'm going to send you some rain. He said, now one farmer just goes back in, sits around, and, you know, doesn't do anything about it. But one farmer goes out, and he starts tilling up his fields and getting them ready. He said, now which one really believes that rain's coming? Which one's going to be ready? And he said, the one that prepared his fields, and that's what I want to do. If it rains tonight, wonderful. I want to be ready for it. If it doesn't, I still want to be ready for it. I want to till my ground. I want to be doing whatever I need to do to be prepared so when that rain does come, I'm ready to soak it in. I'm ready to soak it in. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for the touch today. I was glad to see different ones that were here. Good to know that God's working in people's lives. He's touching people. I was thrilled to see Sister Elsie. God has worked in my life. He's touched me physically, touched my body, and I thought as we were singing that song, you know, which course was it talked about? You know, my heart no longer your blessings can contain. Really? Can my heart really not contain all the blessings? Do I really realize? I thought of that old hymn, count your blessings, name them one by one. Sometimes I think I forget to do that. If we'd really, really started counting all our blessings, you know, and we think, oh, you know, thankful for my mommy and my daddy, and I am thankful for my mom and my daddy. But, you know, you kind of think, you know, it's kind of a childish, you know, thing. But seriously, are you really thankful? Have you really counted each blessing? What blessing do you have in your life right now that you'd be willing to do without? What would you be willing to give up? Would it be someone you love? Would it be a job? Would it be your home? I mean, what would you be willing to let go? What things in your life are not blessings to you that you wouldn't care if you lost them or not? My health? My eyesight? You know, when I start thinking of it that way, I think, Lord, my heart really contain all the blessings? I was just praying, Lord, help me, remind me, you know, increase that gratitude in my life. Help me really appreciate the blessings that I have. You know, we all know we're human, and when something goes wrong, then all of a sudden we say, ooh, yeah, well, I am really pretty thankful for that. You know, suddenly you're getting tests done for possible cancer. Suddenly my health is a lot bigger blessing to me. When I think I might be about to lose it, it becomes a blessing. Suddenly your children, when you think you may lose them, they become a much bigger blessing to you all of a sudden. I know that's why we have to go through things, because we're human and we forget and we have to be reminded. But Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord, remind me, Lord, to be thankful for every little thing. How many out here do without so much more than what I have? I'm so thankful, but most of all, to be among his people, to be a part of the body of Christ, for the truth that we have. Yes, I know we're not perfect. Goodness, I wouldn't be able to fit in here if y'all were. So, I mean, that's actually kind of a blessing right now, because I have a chance. You know? Y'all had it all right, and y'all were going, I'd be done. I'd be out of here. That wouldn't be no room for me. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God's made room for me. I'm thankful that he has shown me at least some vision of where I am and where we're going and who I get to go with. I'm just so thankful for his blessings and for the opportunity to be a part of what he's doing.
mom's life and all of our lives. I'm just so thankful that he gave us more time with her. And I know he could have healed her completely, but, you know, there's reason, he has his reasons why he didn't, but I'm just thankful for what he has done, and I'm so thankful for all of you, for everything that everybody done, the support we had, and the food that was brought up, and money that was given, and I just really appreciate all of you so much. And you know, the doctor just told her again on Thursday when she went, you know, he said you know, you shouldn't even be here, and he said people don't survive what you went through. He said it just, you are the first person I know of that's ever survived it. And even though I've heard him say it before, and you know, and it's just every time he says that, it just echoes in my mind again. You know, just unbelievable. I know what God can do, but to actually see it is another thing. And just to know that God has brought her through this, and you know, her survived something that she shouldn't have even survived. He said, you know, God wants you here for some reason. You know, God spared your life for a reason. And I'm thankful that she had a doctor that believes that way also. But I'm just thankful to be here.
Service this morning, and then the feeling that we have here tonight, I just don't want to let it go without telling the Lord how thankful I am. And Sister Linda said that it was encouraging, and I was thinking it wasn't encouraging to me when I went through it, but it is, it's a blessing, you know, to know that the Lord is, his hands on our lives, and that he still cares about us. And I was thinking this morning and tonight, before we started band practice, I said, Lord, I need one more touch, and you've done so much for me, and if you never do anything again, you know, I'll still say thank you, Lord, and I'll still serve you, Lord, but I needed one more touch, and I just need one more touch tonight, you know, and I just need the Lord to show me one more time that, you know, he still cares. It doesn't have to be a material thing. I just need to feel it in my heart, and I believe I have today, and I just didn't want to let that feeling go without telling the Lord how appreciative I am. When we started tonight with the chorus, when Sister Cindy saying, I lift my hands. It's true, Sister Lynette. I haven't been thankful for those things that he's given me. And my heart, it was containing them for a while. And, you know, I think we've said it before that, you know, the Lord will start blessing you and you get complacent. And I don't want that to happen. Because as soon as he starts to move his hand off my life, I feel it. And you go through a while without feeling the Lord, and at first you're just kind of going and you're living off those blessings, and you don't know. And I think we've said that before, like, when, you know, that's why I fear leaving church. I don't want to leave church and just coast for a while on those blessings, and then them slowly dwindle, and then lose that feeling and not know the Lord's Spirit anymore and forget that Spirit. But I'm thankful tonight that the Spirit's still here. I was thinking, when Sister Lynette was talking about that course, Jesus is here right now. Just reach out and touch him. And I was thinking, if we'll just reach out and touch the Lord, he'll come back in. We did that this morning. He proved that to us, that when we reach out, when we press in, when we work and we ask him for it, and we're thankful and we're humble, and he'll bless us. And I don't know really where I'm going with this. I'm thankful for the Spirit that we felt here. And I just needed something more. You know, you go through life and good things happen and bad things happen. But if the Lord wasn't with me, if he wasn't walking by my side, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do. I'm just so thankful tonight. I don't want to get complacent in my seat. I don't want to go through the motions, but I want the Lord to know that I love him and that, you know, I appreciate him for the things that he's doing in our lives. And he still has his hand on us.
Try this simple chorus that says, got verses, I wish I knew them, but I don't, so. Just wanted to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight, and the setting sun, when my work here is through, I'm coming home to be with you. Just wanted to tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Just wanted to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done. To tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Just wanted to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. Tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. Just wanted to tell you, I'm thankful for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun, when my work tell you, I'm thankful for
leading me this way, for keeping your hand upon me. Though I often stray, and for God's people I'm thankful to
be among the chosen few. Just wanted to tell you
I'm thankful, that's all. Just wanted to tell you
I'm thankful
for all that you have done,
for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. When my work here is through, I'm coming home to be with you. Just wanted to tell you,
oh yes,
I'm thankful.
Where God has brought you from, brought you to, the many blessings, the many things He's done. Just sitting there, just thinking back over my life. How privileged, how thankful I should be just to be here, just to be alive, just to be in His presence and say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh God, I don't want to take that for granted. Oh God, I want to appreciate what He's done so many times over and over and over in my life. And I was just sitting here, I was thinking about Hebrews 11 and how it's an encouraging chapter to read, that chapter of faith. But I was sitting here and I was looking around at this Hebrews 11 today. I was looking around at my brothers and sisters and I was thinking about, that's a beautiful blessing I have, to have seen the miracles that have happened here in this church, have happened with my brothers and sisters, sitting right next to me, a man that had a brain tumor, and then it's just gone. I mean, I remember us, you know, I remember the times when we would, you know, let's pray for Brother Daniels. I remember getting the call from Brother Weinger and us going up to the hospital. I remember then ever such a crow. I mean, think about the things when we're talking about these. I mean, I was really thinking, man, there's been some great things happen here. We've seen some awesome things. God has blessed us so much. I mean, an aneurysm. My Uncle Richard in 1980 had the same thing, and he died. He died. But Sister Crow, you know, I remember, you know, hearing about it and then us praying. It seemed like a month or two before you were able to be back in service. And then one day, there she is, and she's been back. And that, how long ago that been now? At 9 years? 11 years ago. I mean, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Brother Daniels. I was thinking about the many times that my mom has escaped her vehicle. You know, I mean, I know it's humorous, but I mean, I really do say that seriously too. I mean, there's been some very bad car wrecks that she has been in, and she's had bumps and bruises here and there, but God has brought her through. You know, I was thinking, you know, if you'll allow me this. 4 years ago, I found myself in a place I didn't know where I was at. I didn't know how I'd got there. I didn't know anything. I just knew it was my knees, and God has helped me. I don't have any answers, Lord, just God help me. And God has seen me through. He has taken me through those valleys. He's taken me up on that mountaintop. And he said, son, just hold on. Just hold on. When I didn't have any answers, when I didn't know what to do, I knew where my help came from. I knew because I had been raised here, and that's just it. I've been given an opportunity to hear these things, to have them planted in my life. Today when I was talking to the young people in Bible study, I was just, you know, three simple scriptures that we quote like it ain't no one's business. You know, I was thinking about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I memorized Proverbs 1 through 14. How many times, Sister Tally, through the years? Probably like every other year we seemed like we memorized it. But memorizing, it's one thing. But now when I say that, you know, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. There's times when I don't even have the understanding to lean to. I have no idea what decision to make. I have nothing but just to hold on to God and say, you know, Lord, I'm just going to depend on you. I'm just going to look to you, Lord. I'm reaching out for that hem of that garment saying, God, if I could just touch that one more time, like Brandon said, if I could just touch him one more time, I know he'll see me through. I know he'll take me through those times of hurt, those times of trouble, and that trusting in him with all my heart and leaning not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him. In everything acknowledging him. He will direct my paths. That's a promise. That's a promise I can hold on to if I will just humble myself like that song said. You know, that's the hardest thing sometimes. I want to get all strong in myself, but if I'll just humble down and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, Lord. I just need your touch. And I was thinking about another one was in Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good and the love of the Lord and are thee called according to his purpose. Well, that can just roll off your tongue. Oh yeah, all things work together for the good. But it didn't say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are thee called according to his purpose. It didn't say, and we know that all things are great. It says, all, and we know that all things work together for good. There's a lot of things that happen in our lives that they're not all just fun. They're not all just happy, joy, joy times. There's some pretty rough times out there. You know, I know I've said over this pulpit before, you know, life isn't fair. It's not about being fair. It's life. There's happenstance. There's things that because of sin in this world, it's a pretty bad place out there. But thankfully, we have a place, we have a refuge to come to, a place of safety where we can lift our hands in safety and say, God, I need you today. I need you a little bit more. And the other scripture I was thinking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Weiger, but I know you've told this before, so this is your favorite scripture, is that Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, that's not my own power. That's not my own might. That's not what I personally can do, but that's through Christ. That's as I'm letting Him lead me. That's as I'm humbling myself down. That's as I'm realizing I don't have to have the bulls and the goats anymore to bring to Him, but as I am that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is my reasonable service. If I will just yield my heart over, if I will just each day come one more time, then I get a chance to have that opportunity to be a part of this Hebrews 11 today. This, what He's doing in the earth today, right now. You know, that's what's so beautiful. You know, these stories that we read about, the laws of God, you know, they are not, it's not a dead book. It is alive. It is it's applicable to my life today. And that's what I don't want to lose sight of. That thankfulness, that appreciation that I have been given the keys to something great. And I don't want to take that for granted. And I was just thinking, I just wanted to get up and say thank you. I mean, I just, you know, if I felt anything in this spirit today, that channel, I would have to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let me praise you. Let me lift my hands. Let me honor you. He's worthy of all praise. And I don't do enough of that. You know, I get in that mullet grubs. I start, you know, concentrating on or thinking about other things. I get to be that spoiled child that Sister McGowan was talking about, that, you know, gimme, 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 gimme. Yeah, I know you blessed me 2 seconds ago, Lord, but I want something now. That was 2 seconds ago. I mean, what can I have now? You know, I was thinking about, you know, forgive me for this. I was just thinking about, you know, Chelsea just left. She's on her way back to Dallas. You know, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm feeling that. You know, and I was thinking, though, you know what? You know, God, thank you. Thank you. I have an opportunity to miss somebody. Thank you for that. You know, I mean, I was thinking about in my mind, there's different ways to look at things. You know, that was weighing on me pretty heavy. I didn't know how God was going to work in my life. What, you know, if I was going to be able to have someone by my side and God has blessed me. And I want to lift Him up for that. I want to praise His name for everything He does for me. From the greatest to helping me find my keys when I lose them, Mom, or whenever I've misplaced my phone. Whatever it is, you know, God is there for us. He wants to show that He's our Father. He cares. He wants that relationship. And I want that relationship with Him. So I just wanted to get up and just lift my hands and do my part to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I thought that whenever Brother Brett got up, I thought, I love that song so much that he sang, but I thought he was going to sing one of my old favorites, Remind Me, Dear Lord. You know, that's the thing. I know there's so many times that I know in the Bible it refers back to also remember the and I'm going to paraphrase, the old landmarks. You know, those old experiences, the things that, you know, I don't want to forget those things. They're God allows me to go through and grow through those experiences so that it does strengthen me. So I can, when I quote Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I can truly believe it. I can know that I can trust in the Lord with all my heart. Why? Because He's been there for me. He's taken care of me. I didn't read these things and then nothing come of it. He's been there for me time and time again. He's been there for my brothers and sisters. So I just wanted to get up here and say how thankful I am, how much I appreciate this church, how much I appreciate the testimonies of my brothers and sisters. And that from, you know, and I don't look at this really. This is the Little Rock Church now. We're in Little Rock. That's all it is. We're all of God's people. No matter where we started from, no matter where we've been, we're all here together. And I want to know more about each and every one of you. I want to know more of your testimonies. I may not have heard. I don't know that I ever heard Sister Reva's. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just saying, I don't know that I've ever heard hers. I don't know that I've heard of Brother Matt. See, I'll pick on the one family right there. You know, I want to know more about my brothers and sisters, and I also want to do my part and let you know about mine. And that, you know what? I'm on this road with you. I want to go forward. I want to take another step forward. I want to be there one more day. I want to be here one more service to get one more step closer to Him. And I'm thankful to be here.
So tonight, I appreciate the Lord for all that He's done for me, and that I'm still here, Brother Phil. I appreciate it, and I often reminisce over my experience and the, like I told Sister Elsie today, we was talking about, she was a miracle. I said, Sister Elsie, you and me both are miracles. She said, yes, we are. And I was so thrilled and so blessed when I had the aneurysm, the experience that I had in the hospital when something stood by my bed. And the ones that I've told my doctors and nurses about it, and they all felt something when I told them. One of the nurses said, "Ooh, Miss Crew, I feel something." And I said, "That's the Spirit of the Lord that you feel." And I didn't know if she'd ever felt it before, but I just wanted her to know what she was feeling. And so, and then the doctor, I told the doctor, and he said, "Miss Crowe," he said, "I'll just have to say that the man up above is sure watching over you." And of course, I've had some things, little things happen to me since, and he just shakes his head sometimes. Just like one day, I went out to the mailbox, and there was a piece of paper out in the front there, and I picked up that paper and stepped back up on the carport. Is concrete is kind of high, and I don't know why in the world that I fell. I just don't know. I don't know how that I did, but I whirled, and I mean, I literally rolled. I rolled over and over, rolled down in the ditch, but it didn't hurt me. And so I got up and brushed myself off and looked around. Of course, you know when you fall, or at least I do, I'm scared to death somebody will see me, and why, I don't know, you know. And I looked around, and of course nobody was around and all, but anyway, I thought, well, I said I didn't hurt myself. I didn't think I did, but I got a finger here when I, after a while, I seen it's bleeding, and so it looked crooked, and I told Judy about it. She said, "Mom, you better go to the doctor," and said, "You might have broke your finger, but if I did, it sure didn't hurt, you know." But anyway, I went to the doctor, and I told him. He said, "Well, how'd you do this?" And I told him. And I told him how I rolled down in the ditch and all, and because I was on an incline, and I just started rolling like that and all. And, of course, I kind of chuckled to myself when I, someone like me rolling down in the ditch, you know, and all. And so I just got up, brushed myself off, went on about my business. So anyway, I was telling him about it, and he kind of laughed. He said, "Miss Crow, I just don't know what to think about you. Said you go out on John F. K. and I fell out there flat on my back. I mean, nothing caught me. My feet, when I got out of the car, I don't know what in the world happened. Because I get out of the car the same way now. But anyway, my feet got mixed up somewhere or other, and I fell flat on my back on that concrete. Nothing checked my fall. And so I went to him, had x-rays made, and then again he shook his head, said, I just don't know what to think about you. Of course, at my age, I guess it is kind of peculiar that I roll around and kick around and all like that, you know, and all. But anyway, God has been good to me, and I appreciate Him. But I was talking about how the Lord does things. I think sometimes I just get thinking, Lord, you're just you're a peculiar God. I just haven't got you figured out yet. Some of the things that He does, and everything just works out smooth. Like just like when I had the aneurysm, I felt just perfect. I mean, because I'm really not a sick lady. I've got this back trouble, and that's the worst thing I've ever had. But anyway, I just get up and go and do what I'm going to do anyway. And if I'm sick, I just go on and do it. And all because I thought, well, I get feeling better after all. But anyway, this day that I had the aneurysm, we was going to Memphis, And I know some of y'all have heard this and all, but it won't hurt you to hear it again. But anyway, we was ready to go, and we were supposed to stay with some young people that they like for us to stay with them when we come over there, some of the Benfields. So we was ready to go, and normally we would not have eaten before we left home. We would have been on down the road and got us something to eat. But I told my husband he was ready to go, and so I just put my house coat on, and we had some ripe tomatoes, and I like corn dogs. And I said, hey, how about me just fix us some corn dogs and some of these good ripe tomatoes? He said, well, that sounds good to me. So we sat down to eat, and I was really enjoying it because, I mean, I like to eat. And so we sat there eating, and all at once I began to feel funny and feel sick-like. And I thought, hey, now, I can't get sick because we're going to the meeting, and there's nothing I love any better than going to the meetings, fellowship meetings and big meetings or whatever, just so the people of God is there and the Lord is there. And so anyway, I got to feeling sick. So I thought, well, it'll pass on. But it didn't. It just kept getting worse and worse. So finally, I just got up and went into the living room. And before I got there, it felt like someone hit me in the back of my head with their fist. And, of course, my head felt just like someone took it and just shook it. And the stuff in there was just going round and round. It was just a terrible feeling. And then, of course, I went out to make a long story short. Then finally the Judy, we called her, and then the ambulance come and took me to the hospital. And then that night they had they bored a hole up there, which that's what they did, and let the blood and stuff out. If had not been for that, well, it would have affected my mind, but of course y'all see I got a good mind. And so anyway, in this room, I had been out, they said that I would talk to them and everything, but I don't remember a thing in the world about it. And I was in this critical care for 2 weeks. After I come to, I felt like someone was watching me. I'm sure about everybody has experienced that. You can feel someone when they're looking at you. So I began to look around. I didn't see anyone. Then I heard this voice. It's side of my bed. And I looked, and there was a white something standing by my bed. And I had looked around to make sure nobody was around whenever I needed them and all. And so I seen this white. I didn't see a face, but I seen the white apparel. Something said to me, just as plain as I'm talking to you now, said, everything is going to be all right. Said, you thought someone was looking at you, but said it was your guardian angel watching over you. And I'll tell you, the Spirit of the Lord come all over me from my head to my foot. And every time I talk about it, I feel it. And when I talk to the doctor about it, they all felt it. And I'm just so glad that I could tell them something that the Lord had done for me. But I'll never forget that experience of that something standing. Well, it was a heavenly being. That's what it was. I thought, well, now I'm going to check this out. I'm going to make sure that it's not my mind. And I turned over for a few minutes, and I thought, if it's still there, whenever I look again, I'll know everything's all right. So I looked back, and it was still there. And something said, just as sweet to me, said, everything is going to be all right. And I'll tell you what, I got better and better, and they moved me out of there. And the doctor, I just had to tell him about it. And then the doctor that released me, he told me, said, Miss Crow, said, we hate for you to go home. He said, we lock you around here. And I thought, well, my goodness, in the hospital, I'm going to get better. I'm supposed to go home, you know. So I don't know what I said. Ain't no telling what all I talked to them people about, because I didn't know what I was, you know, half the time. I didn't know what I was saying. He told me, he said, well, I want to tell you one thing. He said, you are our miracle lady. He said, we almost lost you. I don't know to what what extent, what all they had to do, but of course I do know they had something down my throat, down in inside of me, and I had to drink slick and slimy stuff when I got home so it would go down and all, but anyway, I'm just so thankful that the Lord spared my life, and I know that I don't do very much, and but whatever that I can do, and I want to do my part in everything. But I appreciate the Lord that He spared my life and to let me to be with the people of God, because I tell you what, I really love you folks, and I love this church. And one thing I know that I really appreciate, I know, Brother Smith, that I'm where God wants me. I'm in His will. And I'm in His order. What I mean is, I know the order of God, and I know I'm supposed to be right here in this church. And I have no desire, I have no thought of going anywhere else, because I know that you can get out of the order of God and you mess your life up, and you'll be lucky if you ever get straightened out again. And I certainly do not want to get out of the will of the Lord, and I want to be in His order. And I do. I love this church. We've worked hard, Brother Weininger. We've worked hard around here, you know, to get things to where it's at now. But we've enjoyed every minute of it. God has blessed us. We've come out here, and us women folks have done things that men folks, you know, usually does, which they was doing some of it, but we was helping them. But anyway, I'm so thankful that I have had a good life coming here. And all, and we've all gone through trials and all like that, but you know, that's a part of it. And we cannot expect to go through this life without any trials. We've got to be a tried people. The Lord is not going to have a people if they're not tried, because He wants to know whether they're real or not. So tonight, I'm so happy that God has let me come this way. And I often sit down at home and think, Lord, you could have picked anybody else, but you let me come this way. And I'm sorry that the rest of my family didn't see this. I mean, my brothers and sisters, they had a chance just like I did. But for some reason or other, they didn't see it. But I'm glad that they've always been nice to me. They've always had confidence in us because we've tried to live what we preach. So I'm thankful tonight for what God is doing for us. And I thought, I told Sister Oates today, I said, well, I'm getting old, and I can't do very much, but these sisters that come here today, well, they're taking up with me pretty good, and I'm taking up with them, and I'm trying to show them the way, you know. And so this sister that come today, she's sitting back there, and I went back and visited with her, and I said, well, would you like to sit up closer? And she said, can we sit anywhere we want to? I said, well, yes. And she said, well, where are you sitting? I said, there. She said, well, I want to sit up there. I said, okay, come on. And I thought, well, I'll do all I can, you know, to help anybody get in the church. And I do talk to people. And wherever I'm at, if I get a chance, and sometimes I feel pretty anointed talking to them. And, but still, they haven't come yet. But maybe they will. But anyway. So tonight, it's wonderful to be here. And thankful for this another wonderful day. The Spirit has been great. It's just been a wonderful day, and God is so good to us. And brother Phil said something a while ago about, I can't remember how I said it, but what it was, being thankful. And I know, like when we have these long lulls, I get so nervous when we have them. I think, Lord, oh yeah, you was talking about what all God has done for us, how thankful we ought to be. And I thought, one night we had just some terrible long lulls, and I went home, and the Lord just worked me over. I didn't say anything that night, and I thought, well, Lord, I could have, but I didn't. And it's just like He was talking to me and said, well, I've give you the truth, and I bless you, and I've called you out to be among this people, and you just sat there, you didn't do nothing. And I tell you what, I repented. I felt so bad, and I thought, well, Lord, you know, and there's something about it when we have these long lulls. I don't know how it affects y'all, but I get so nervous. It bothers me because I know the Lord has given us these great truths. He's blessed us. He's given us the things of heaven. And I thought, and yet it seemed like we're slow about thanking Him for them. And I feel bad myself, and I've repented to the Lord. And I know that we're not supposed to just jump up and say a few words and sit back down. I know that. But I thought, Lord, help me. If I'm the only one feeling this way, help me to be more prompt. I mean, of course, I might testify enough that y'all might get tired of hearing me. But anyway, if the Lord puts it on me, well, you just have to sit there and be patient. That's all he's doing. So, but anyway, God is so good, and I appreciate him so much, and I thank him for this day. It's been a great and a wonderful day, and I thank Brother Smith for leading us and helping us, because we've come through rough times, and losing our ministers is, it's a bad thing, but we're thankful for Brother and Sister Smith that they've come to our rescue and helped us, and we love the church that that he brought with him, and I just marvel at how that we have bonded, and we love you people, and we love Brother and Sister Smith, and we thank them so much for all that they're doing for us. And I, like I used to tell my sisters, we'd get kind of mean sometimes, and I'd feel bad about it, and I'd get them together. I said, now, let's be real good so Mom won't have to whip us. Let's just be real good. So I tell y'all, let's us be real good so Brother Smith won't have to get on to us.
All right, that's called a love spanking. Anyway, here's a tie chain. It's gold in color. All right. Elijah, you want to come take this to Brother Stewart? Now, I've still got this little monkey right here. He's still lost his mama. Uh-oh. It's yours? Looky there. Found a penny, but I'm keeping that. Putting it in the offering. All right, this card's up here for the Benton Harbor Church. Thanking them for the sousaphone. If you haven't signed it, well, it'll still be up here after church. Sister Crow, I've been thinking about here lately about me and Sister Smith coming here and so many that came with us from the Republic Church. And when I think about it, I think it's a miracle of God. I mean, but you know what? I know God. I know God. It was God. Have any doubt about that in my mind? I looked over at Brother Weiniger tonight while church was going on. I said, this church is starting to gel. If you don't know what that means, we'll just go home and think about it. It's starting to gel, and I like that. God's, in other words, he's getting it settled and put together. And but when I think about how we walked off and left everything in Missouri and came down here, and then all the work we did in here in the short period of time we did it, it's a fog in my mind. I think, dear God, how did we do all that? If you was to tell me that I needed to do that, I'd tell you, you're crazy. There's no way. But God did that. And I don't even know how it was possible. And we had all them, that big kennel, all those dogs, and we just came down here. God gave us a place, and we just built another kennel, 3,200 square feet. Well, it took us a little while to get it all done, but we just started in, and God, the money came. I didn't even know how I'd pay for it. Well, we paid for it as we went. We didn't go into debt. And so the Lord just has helped us, and here we are. Brother Phil said we're all together here in Little Rock. This is the Little Rock Church. So anyway, I'm glad to be here. I asked Brother Michael to sing a song that I really like, and they used to bless us in Fort Worth, but I need to take up an offering. We're fixing to make a trip over to the Dominican Republic, and Brother Green called me, said, Brother Smith, he said, we've got these two vans, but he said the tires on them are wore out. He said, you've got to help me get some tires if you want me to pick these people up in the airport. And all of a sudden, the vans run good, the air conditioners are blowing cold, but the tires are bad. I said, well, let's get some new tires. So we need about $1,000 if we can get it. The ushers will come. We'll we'll ask you to help us out here tonight. Help, if you can't go to the Dominican one, put something in the offer plate to help those that are going so they can ride on good tires, so they won't have any flats while they're over there. And it'll bless the Dominican work anyway. Brother Green, he couldn't believe how much tires cost for that 15-passenger van. But he shopped around, got a good price. He's found the tires. And there's Brother Anthony. He's giving some of the young people some money to bring up here. I like for our young people, our little kids, to have it planted in their heart to give to the Lord. That's why I have a little usher, little junior usher up here, so that's planted in their hearts in a young age. This is part of worshiping God, is given to the house of God and giving Him our first fruits and seeing that the work of God goes on. So God bless you tonight as you give. Now, everybody needs to come Wednesday night. We have prayer service at 7 and at 7:30 service, because next weekend's Memorial Day, and I keep telling my wife I'm not sure if I'm going to keep doing this, but I haven't told you any different, so we're out. Memorial Day weekend, we're out. And I'm giving you a weekend off, giving you a vacation. It's for the faithful. The unfaithful just get, it rains on the just and the unjust alike on Memorial Day in Little Rock. So, you won't be able to get to church for a long time if you don't come Wednesday night. So call everybody and tell them, you better be at church Wednesday night, because we aren't going to have church over the weekend. Brother Painter? Yes, that's right. You can pick up some of our services on fgclr.com. That stands for Full Gospel Church of Little Rock. First Gospel Church, littlerock.com. And the services are on there. You can just click on them, listen to them. I'm trying to get Brother Painter to start, I think they've already working on it, labeling the messages, so you can go back and if you want to hear a message on a certain subject or something talked about, you can look at them and see. So there's a lot of people listening to our services on the website now. I just had two pastors come up to me and another brother, minister, not a pastor, at a meeting in El Dorado, and said, Brother Smith, you don't know how much your services on the website, your website, or the Little Rock website means to us. We listen to them all the time. We get the Bible studies and all the messages and all those good songs, they said. That's one brother said, I just click on the music and let it play all the time. He listens to it all the time. So Brother Painter's got that set up on there. Anyway, God bless you as you give here tonight.
So many times I've tried to be like others. That's true. So many times I've tried to be like others. I know, but somehow it just never could be. 'Cause I knew that I was different, 'cause I felt it deep inside. And I knew God had His loving hand on me. Now I'm so glad for His loving help me, and for the truth I've had instilled within my life. Now I'm going. serve him forever. Gonna stray from him, no, never. Wanna be worthy of the hand that leads me right. Although it took hard trials for me to become reconciled, to know my happiness was not out there. I felt my Savior touch me, and I heard him say to me, come home, my child, you don't belong out there. Now I'm so glad for his loving hand that's held me, and for the truth I
my life. I'm gonna serve him forever, pray from him no never. I wanna be worthy of the hand that leads me right.
So many times I tried to be like others, somehow it just never could be. 'Cause I knew that I was different, 'cause I felt it deep inside. And I knew God had his loving hand on me. Now I'm so glad
for my life. Well, I'm gonna serve him forever, gonna stray from him no never. I wanna be worthy of the hand that leads me right.
And I'm
so glad for the loving hand that's truth I've had instilled within my life. Oh, I'm gonna serve him forever, don't stray from him no never. I wanna be worthy of the hand that leads me right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister Smith. Oh, yes. Let me announce that, Brother Tally. You need to know this. Brother Rodriguez is bringing, he said, probably a little more than 50 people on the way to the campground. That'll be, when is that? June the... It'll be Friday night before it starts on Monday. I don't know if somebody look it up. 10th is Monday, so it'll be the 9th, 8th, 7th, Friday. Yeah, and they're just got, they won't get here till late Friday night, and they're leaving out Saturday morning. So they just need beds to sleep in. So Some of the, I'll get a list, but there's going to be more than 50 of them that we need to put up. So we've always took care of them. They've got a long ways to go to make it to the campground. And they're going to try to get there early this year to do some work cleaning before it starts on Monday. So a lot of times they'll come in, you know, on Saturday and be in service with us Sunday morning and then leave. But Brother Rodriguez feels like he's they've already committed themselves. So he said, are you sure you're going to help us? I said, yeah, we're going to help you. We can do it, can't we? Well, sure we can. All right, Sister Cindy. What's his, Justin? Justin, Nathan's friend that has cerebral palsy. They're going to do surgery on him, try to help him some more with his cerebral palsy. So he has surgery tomorrow, if you'd try to remember him in prayer. He's been here service before. Our golf ball size hail. Tornadoes. Uh-huh. Pray for Sister Holly. She'll do better as God helps her. All right. Shake hands with one another. What? One more. No. Remember Don Hollingsworth. He needs your prayers. Keep him in your prayers. All right, I'll see you Wednesday night. Shake hands and be friendly.